We start with COVID-19. Numbers still on the rise as North Carolina is seeing more hospitalizations than we have since the Omicron wave last winter. What do you need to know about the virus and what should you be doing to stay healthy as the pandemic continues? 97.9 The Kill's Madison Ward has the latest.
20,729 new coronavirus cases were reported in North Carolina last week, compared to 23,322 the previous week. UNC infectious disease specialist Dr. David Wohl said the latest COVID surge is placing stress on hospital systems, clinics, and workplaces.
So this is a big deal, but not unanticipated, right? This has been very well predicted. Cold weather, gatherings, holidays, runny noses, and touching doorknobs, all those things are operative right now.
Wohl added, however, COVID levels are not as severe as last year, which is a testament to vaccinations. He said COVID, like any virus, is evolving to become more efficient.
So what we've seen is as we build up more immunity, but as we continue to spread the virus, it has opportunities to mutate so that it pays forward to the winner. So if you have a faster greyhound, it's going to have puppies that are just as fast as it and its mate, and you're going to select for faster and faster puppies.
Wohl said this means COVID variants are becoming easier to catch, such as the virus being infectious at shorter transmission distances or with less amount of viral load. Wohl noted, although COVID symptoms are shifting, this doesn't mean COVID cases will become more lethal.
It really is starting to coalesce more and more towards what we see typically with flu. These are becoming sort of a constellation of viruses that are becoming less and less distinguishable. So it's very, very hard to tell them apart clinically now that we don't see as much of the, I lost my sense of smell or I lost my taste.
Wohl said a major differentiation between this virus and other illnesses is long COVID, which can include brain fog, long-term exhaustion, and ongoing respiratory symptoms. He emphasized the importance of getting a bivalent COVID vaccine, which offers cross protection against new COVID variants XBB and XBB.1.5.
If you have not had the bivalent vaccine and have not had COVID-19 infection since September, then I don't understand why. There's not a very good reason not to get the bivalent vaccine and a long list of good reasons to get it.
To limit the ongoing spread of the virus and confirm whether people have the illness, Wohl encourages people to purchase at-home COVID tests.
So when I get together with others in small gatherings at my house, we test on the porch. It takes 15 minutes, then everyone's inside, and I feel a level of security and safety that I wouldn't have otherwise. So just be smart, be prudent, try not to catch COVID, do what you can to your ability, and get the vaccine. And I think that's the best you can do right now.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Madison Ward.
Chapel Hill Town Council meets tonight at 6:30 in the Chapel Hill Public Library. Only two items on their agenda. Council members will get an update on planning systems evaluation and a presentation on plans for a comprehensive update of the town's land use management ordinance, LUMO for short, to promote transit-oriented development, plus more affordable housing and greater density. Town officials also got some positive news from the state's local government commission this week. Chapel Hill has been approved to issue a $2 million bond to pay for public safety equipment, including new radios for officers. Elsewhere in Chapel Hill, a WASA cruise on Monday spent 2 hours responding to a spill of 1,800 gallons of untreated wastewater on Howell Street, just off 86 near Fordham Boulevard. Officials say that was caused by roots clogging a sewer line. Cleanup efforts are ongoing. On campus, the UNC Board of Governors is holding its monthly meeting this week. Advocates with the University Employees Union say they'll be on hand to deliver a set of 10 demands, including a $20 an hour minimum wage, comprehensive health care, and the elimination of parking fees for housekeepers and campus workers. The full board meets on Friday. In other UNC news, the State Court of Appeals has upheld a lower court decision tossing out a lawsuit filed by students who wanted refunds in tuition, housing costs, and student fees after classes were canceled in the spring of 2020. Judges relied on a law passed by the General Assembly giving colleges immunity from COVID-related legal claims that spring. A separate lawsuit has been filed seeking refunds for cancellations from that fall. That is not covered by that General Assembly law, so that lawsuit is still going forward. Staying in legal news, multiple outlets reporting a former Chapel Hill town employee was arrested yesterday on nearly two dozen federal fraud charges. Kumar Nepali was Chapel Hill's traffic engineering manager until resigning in November of 2021. He's being charged with scamming investors out of nearly $2 million in a Ponzi scheme. Over to Raleigh now, where former state senator and Chapel Hill Mayor Howard Lee received a big honor yesterday, a Lifetime Achievement Award for his work as an advocate for student mentoring from the Durham-based nonprofit Youth Mentoring Collaborative. I spoke with Lee about the award yesterday. Here's what he had to say.
Oh, I'm very honored that the organization chose to select me as a Lifetime Achievement Award. I have been engaged in mentoring young people for over 50 years. The young man who started this organization, Atreus Good, has been one of my mentees for the last 4 or 5 years, I guess. And he's the one who masterminded the awarding of this recognition. I did do a tape and expressing my deep appreciation to the group gathered there and hopefully shared some words with young people who gather how important it is for them to continue to pay forward even at their young age, in finding a young person to mentor and to engage in changing the lives of young kids. I think it's absolutely fantastic. As I've told the group, I've received hundreds of awards throughout my career. This is one of the more important ones because it's given by people who have been direct recipients of what I had to offer and very much appreciated, and that makes it very special.
That's former Chapel Hill Mayor Howard Lee speaking there. And finally, happy trails to Hillsborough Police Lieutenant Buddy Parker. The town reported he is retiring after a 28-year career. His last day on the job was yesterday. Aaron Keck here with you this morning at Trinzagora Studios here at University Place. Hey, UNC's MLK Jr. Week of Celebration is still ongoing. Tonight, they've got the annual lecture and awards ceremony featuring a keynote speech by famed civil rights attorney Ben Crump. That starts at 6 o'clock this evening at Meeser Auditorium in Hill Hall. And coming up this Sunday, UNC is celebrating National Girls and Women in Sports Day by inviting all young fans to join the Tar Heel women's teams for an event at 2 p.m. at the Bill Komen Practice Complex. That's free for kids pre-K through 8th grade. If you register in advance at GoHeels.com, you'll also get free tickets to the UNC women's basketball game that afternoon. And speaking of sports, time now for our look at sports this hour, brought to you by Bold Building. UNC men's basketball got another win last night, 72-64 over Boston College. Pete Nance returned from a back injury and hit two early three-pointers. R.J. Davis shot 4 of 7 from three-point range and finished with 18. And Caleb Love hit some key shots after BC cut UNC's lead to 1 in the second half. But it was Armando Bacot who led the way, finishing with 20 points and 16 rebounds. That is his 60th career double-double, tying the all-time Carolina record set by Billy Cunningham back in 1965. Head coach Hubert Davis on Bacot.
You know, one of the things as a coach is that you really, really want is you want, like when you go to practice and you go to games, you want consistency. And you want to have a feeling, whether it's from an individual or a team, that you know what you're going to get from them. It's a great feeling as a coach, not having to guess. Is this guy going to play well? Is this group going to play well? Are we going to play hard? With Armando, there's no guesswork. You know exactly what you're going to get every practice, every game, and what he's doing statistically is just unbelievable. I'm so proud of him and just having another incredible season.
That's head coach Hubert Davis there. Tar Heels back in action this Saturday, hosting NC State at 5. Elsewhere in sports, UNC women's tennis is in action today, hosting NC Central at 5 p.m. And in baseball, the Tar Heels checked in at number 12 in the nation in D1 baseball's preseason poll. Their season begins on February 17th, a month from yesterday, at home against Seton Hall.